today from Washington, D.C., we have Congressman Ryan Zinke. How are you, Ryan?
Well, great to be with you. We're back at the trenches here, and as a former Navy SEAL, trench warfare, even a couple yards seems like a long ways.
Yeah, boy. All right, so we've got a deadline here to get some kind of a budget done before the end of this month. How are we progressing?
Well, not very well, quite frankly. And you know, for our listeners, there are appropriation bills. And when I said I would go back to D.C., we said that there would be two objectives. One is to curb the spending and remove the woke. And, you know, I just don't think Department of Defense should be paying for sex change operations and hormone therapy up front. They need to focus on defense. So there are the appropriation bills, and we passed one, the veterans, important bill, kept the veterans whole. The second one, I believe, will be homeland security for our border. And people ask me what homeland security bill is going to look like, and I'd say it's probably about 32 feet high and about 600 miles long. and we'll probably put the disaster relief on it because the good folks in Hawaii and Florida, you know, these are normal people that got hit pretty hard, and we need to do our duty. And then I think the defense bill. And this bill, if you know, defense of our country. Again, we got rid of most of the waste, and look, we got to refit. And you know, my view, of course, on it has been on Ukraine is that before we commit more resources to Ukraine, I just want to know two things. I want to know the objectives and a plan how to get there. And, you know, I've been in a lot of operations in my life, and I've never been on any operation I didn't have the objectives and what was the plan. And I think the public and certainly Congress, we need to know both the objectives and the plan in Ukraine.
Well, the guy who's in charge of all that in Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, will be in town next week, and I understand he will be addressing you in the halls of Congress, so maybe you can find out more then.
Well, that would be nice. I'd like to hear from our president as well, because, you know, American taxpayers, you know, we're giving the money and the equipment, but I think we should hear that. But as it turns out, today we don't have those appropriation bills through the House. We need to get a few of them out so the Senate can pick them up, and then we can proceed. But you know, there's some folks come to town to shoot somebody, and some folks come to town to fix it. And you know, I'm in the fix it group. That look, you know, as a Montanan, if you got if the door is broke and you fix the door, you don't burn down the barn.
Well, here we are. If we can't get those 12 bills through, and it sounds like you've got what? I was just counting as you went through them, Ryan. I think we got four of them that you are ready to go to pass over to the Senate.
Well, we have one when it's on the bank, and I think the reasonable expectation is we'll get a couple more out before the end of the month. And if those are out, then the Senate, you know, what happens is it goes in reconciliation, so the Senate and the House get together. As long as there's forward progress, you know, I think it's fine to continue and while that's being done. But if we don't pass anything and the Senate doesn't pick up anything, then I think it's reasonable to conclude that a shutdown will occur, which is a tragedy because, you know, during a shutdown, I was a secretary last shutdown. And a secretary has a lot of latitude what's considered critical and essential. And as a secretary, I didn't shut down any parks. I didn't stop any permits. But I can tell you, if your intent is to do harm on a shutdown, you can do a lot of harm. And just to give you an example, the troops don't get paid. So if you're an E-5, you know, there, and all of a sudden you're not getting paid, you know, that means probably your rent's not going to get paid. You may not make a car payment. You may have a kid, all those type of things. That's going to put a lot of hardship on a lot of our troops that are serving this nation.
I hate to think of what it's doing to the E-2s and E-3s.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and you know, and in the appropriations bill, there's a 30% pay raise, you know, for our beginning sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines. Though I think the biggest ever, like 30%, well deserved. But you know, that's an important. So what I'm hoping is this: as I hope Congress does their duty, because we remember we came in and said we're gonna do the appropriation process. We haven't done it in decades. We're gonna allow amendments. We're gonna let every member have his piece. But at the end of the day, we're gonna vote on these bills, and we're gonna curb spending, and we're gonna remove the appropriation bills. Did just that. So I'm hoping people decide we're gonna fix the barn.
Are we going to impeach the current president?
Well, I sit through most of these, and there's three key members. There's Smith, there's Jordan, and there's Comer. And all of them have said up to now is that they don't have enough to impeach. And what they're missing is the documents that when you have an inquiry, then it gives you more authority to get the key documents, which, quite frankly, follow the money. We know that foreign entities and oligarchs put money into 20-some shell companies. We know that. We just don't know where the money went out of the shell companies. And I am sure that inquiry is going to subpoena President Biden's personal accounts and to see whether there's a match. And without an inquiry, they would not be able to obtain that information, because it's not for a legislative purpose. It's for an inquiry whether or not to go forward in impeachment.
But are we going to require one to be done in order to keep the government going?
You know, I hope not, because the inquiry is set and it's going forward. They are issuing subpoenas. And I think that ship is launched. Now the next thing, in order to get to stop the government from shutting down, I'm hoping the House does our part and at least deliver a defense and Homeland and the veterans to the Senate. The Senate picks it up, and then when we go to reconciliation without going to a government shutdown, I think that would be a prudent move. Because again.
Yeah.
You know, a government shutdown without a plan, hurts a lot of, innocent people that just want to get on their lives and don't have the government to do the right thing. That's all.
I know what you think about this, but I'm going to ask anyway. The deal with Iran to swap prisoners also includes a bunch of cash.
$1.5 billion a prisoner. Of course, what's interesting is evidently in the swap, we're going to give them prisoners, and I would say that's fine. Well, then we're going to charge you $1.5 or $1.2 billion too. But, this idea that you're going to give enormous and free up enormous amount of money for quite frankly, a regime that hasn't changed. I mean, they're still building missiles that say kill Israel on the side of them. They're still refining enriched plutonium, so that their modus of operandi hasn't changed. Other than I think these sanctions have hurt them, and every time it starts really getting painful, we let them up and we give them cash. And the first time was $1.6 billion. I mean, they had to stop in Europe because the U.S. didn't have that much, as President Trump says, green. You know, we didn't have the cash. We had to stop in Europe at the central bank in Europe and pick up the rest of it. I mean, this is outrageous.
My understanding is that this money we're talking about, I think around $6 billion, that's their money that we confiscated.
Well, and confiscated, we put it in hold because we have sanctions. We have sanctions on countries like Iran, like North Korea. Not you know, in their financial sanctions, they're also contractual. You know, what military hardware gets shipped to them, or any or none. And so the money was held in South Korea. Then it had to get get washed over in the Middle East before it got to Iran because it circumnavigated the sanctions in place.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, it's really quite something.
Well, Ryan, you got a lot of work to do and a short time to do it if we're going to keep this country rolling, and I hope that you are successful in keeping the government open.
Well, I think first of all, right, and we just got to take a moment. Some of this is going to be theater, and I am still confident there's enough hard-charging, God-fearing, country-loving people that want our government to do the right thing and just follow the Constitution. So I'm an ever-optimist, John.
Okay. Ryan, thanks so much for spending time with us. It's always good to talk to you, whether sitting here in the studio or on the phone. We love knowing what's going on.
Well, I enjoy telling people what's going on. And from Washington, D.C., God bless everybody, and have a great weekend in Montana.
All right, Congressman Ryan Zinke, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.